Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE HD3 Niagara Falls, a radio.com station. Staying up to date is as easy as asking your smart speaker to play WBEN.
Playing news radio 930 WBEN on radio.com.
News radio 930 WBEN.
It's 11 o'clock, partly cloudy, 69 degrees in Buffalo. Good morning, I'm Brendan Keeney, News Radio 930 WBEN, and here are your top stories for Saturday, September 14th. While State Senator Chris Jacobs has his eyes set on a New York 27 run, Democratic Assemblyman Sean Ryan is now officially running for Jacobs' seat.
I had spent the bulk of the spring and the summer talking to people from Grand Island, Tonawanda, through Hamburg and Evans about my candidacy and to see how it would be received. And I've had great reception from all areas of the Senate district. So I'm happy to announce my candidacy for the Senate.
The Bills are gearing up for tomorrow's game in East Rutherford, and they're looking to go 2-0 for the first time since 2014. Head coach Sean McDermott says he likes what he sees out of his team early on.
Look, we've got a good team. We've had a good week of practice, and the guys have stayed focused on the process here, and these guys are going to continue to come together as a team as the weeks go on, one week at a time here. So that's what we're really looking to do, is to continue to grow. We certainly were not perfect by any means last week, myself included. And, I just really ask the guys to focus on two to three things. There's probably 10 for all of us. But if we just focus on two to three things that we can improve on from last week, we'll continue to get the results we're looking for.
Kickoff is slated for 1 o'clock. One of Osama bin Laden's sons has been killed in a U.S.-led operation, according to the White House. ABC's Andy Field has details from Washington.
The Trump administration confirming U.S. counterterrorism forces killed Hamza bin Laden somewhere along the Afghan-Pakistan border. Hamza assumed some of his father Osama bin Laden's leadership in what's left of the terror group Al-Qaeda after U.S. Navy SEALs shot and killed Osama during President Obama's administration. The White House statement says Hamza bin Laden was critical in planning and dealing with various terrorist groups. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
WBEN News Time is 11:02, and the WBEN First Alert Forecast is coming up next.
Don't touch that dial. We're taking over the airwaves with Mr. Fitness Radio. It's time to get motivated. It's time to get inspired. It's time to rediscover your life. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Western New York legend, the senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness.
Hi, good morning. This is Richard Durwin. Senior Radio Buffalo is now in its fourth year of informing, educating, and motivating the senior community of Western New York. And honestly, I'm really proud to be associated with this truly worthwhile community resource, specifically designed to provide critical information for both the senior population and for caregivers. So now please stay tuned to Senior Radio Buffalo.
The WBEN First Alert Forecast calls for breezy today with clouds giving way to some sunshine. We'll head up to 71 for the high, then clear skies with a low of 57 tonight. We'll have a blend of sun and clouds tomorrow with a late day shower or two, the high 72. Then for Monday, times of sun and clouds with a shower in places, and a high of 74 degrees. With the WBEN First Alert Forecast, I'm meteorologist Isaac Longley.
It's currently 69 degrees and partly cloudy in Buffalo. I'm Brendan Keeney, News Radio 930, WBEN and WBEN.com. Follow us on Twitter at News Radio 930.
The following is paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Senior Radio Buffalo. Listen, all ages of our master's generation are welcome here, Senior Radio Buffalo. After all, this was the group that organized Woodstock. Ask if your favorite senior is going back for their 50th anniversary reunion in Glens Falls, which I know is scaled down, but I know they're still having something. So welcome to the show, everybody. And I have one of my favorite people on board for today. We've got Buffalo Bills Alumni Foundation member Lou Pacone. I love talking to Lou, and I love talking football. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
How are you? I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine, too.
Yeah. You know what? One of the last times I was with someone from your era on the radio.
Wait a minute.
It was my era, too, but I'm going back.
Just checking.
Right.
Okay.
Our era was when I worked on a show on WBEN, the same station, back when, right after Fred Smirlis retired, because he had a show with Jim Haslett on Sunday afternoon.
Retired or got traded?
Retired, because he was still in Buffalo.
Okay.
And you know what? Before their show was so crazy, they used to escort me out of the studio before they would let those guys in. They were that crazy. They were nervous. Imagine, the management was nervous with having a lady involved anywhere in the vicinity with those two guys. And those guys were always gentlemen. They were great.
Well, you know, they were two defensive players. Yeah. And to be a defensive player, you know, you got to be a hack, okay? So just coming from an offensive player. But I played a lot of different things, so I get on that defensive mm-hmm. side of the ball. But knowing those guys, they are crazy.
Yeah.
You'd have to be crazy
to do
what they do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's funny now, because now I see Jim Haslett as a coach, and he looks so straight-laced and – you know,
oh,
so
yeah,
put together.
Course.
And I'm like,
yeah. Of course, he's setting examples.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So Lou, a member of the Buffalo Bills Alumni Foundation, that's a very special group. And we in Western New York are so happy to have such an active alumni foundation. You guys are everywhere, and you're constantly working for charity. And how cool is that?
Well, it's been cool since 1960, I think, the early 60s, when Ralph decided that you need to get the players active in the community, and of course the players always did. And we have a group that has been noted to be the number one alumni group in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happens that this Buffalo Bills Alumni Foundation, you know, is something that's relatively new, started in the late 90s. And picked up from the Buffalo Bills alumni. And there's been a morphing, of course, an evolution of the organization over years. And so today we are the Buffalo Bills Alumni Foundation.
Yeah, you guys are the best. And I have to tell you, I used to be on AM Buffalo quite a bit. We're going to get you on again. But back in the day, because you were on so much, I got invited to your alumni golf outing. Now, it was funny because I was sitting there one afternoon. The only person who wasn't on the Bills alumni was me, and I'm sitting across from Rick Martin. And we both looked at each other and said, "What are you doing here?" And I said, "What are you doing here?" And we you know what? We had a great friendship ever since. But what a golfer. I'm telling you, I can see why he was invited.
Oh, Rick?
Yeah.
Well, you know, look.
He was a hell of a guy.
First of all, hockey players are cheaters in golf, okay? Because they grow up with a stick. It's a stick sport.
Yeah.
You know, the slap shot is the perfect golf shot.
Yep.
So they cheat. They've been cheating. Don't ever play a hockey player.
You know,
player
he's
for
listening
money.
To you right now. He's looking down.
Who, Rick?
Yes.
Yeah, but you know, and Rick was the all time purveyor of the one liners.
Yes.
And
he's the best.
He would tell jokes from the time the day mm-hmm. started till the time the day ended.
Yeah.
Never told the same one twice.
He was unbelievable.
He
yeah.
was really he was an unbelievable guy, a good friend of mine, and a good friend of Buffalo.
Yeah. So I've always enjoyed my association with, whether it was the Sabres alumni, the Buffalo Bills alumni, and the Alumni Foundation. And Lou, every time somebody sees you, whether you're out and about in public, you could even be going to the store, they want to stop you and say, "Lou, sweet Lou," and they want stories from the years back when.
Well, there's plenty of stories from the years back when. Some of them we can talk about, some of them we can't. You know, but that's the glow of Buffalo, the fan base that we have here, the cultural mixture that we have. Everybody seems to get along. You know, every ball player that ever played, okay, wanted to be invited home for dinner. you know, come over to my house.
Yeah.
You know, come over to my house. You know, and that's just the way Buffalo is. I remember from the first day I got here, you know, it was a little crowd. Rocky Bullwinkle, you remember?
Sure, yeah,
okay.
Sure.
So Rocky Bullwinkle, they had this crowd. This went, you know, ooh, it was like two or three people.
Yep.
I remember hitting the field for the first time. I had one game to make the team, coming off the field. I didn't do anything, okay, but I played against Buffalo for 3 years,
mm-hmm.
and I'm coming off the field, and they put me for a kickoff return. I'm coming off the field, and all of a sudden there was this, and the juice was standing there. And he's looking at me, and he's going, "Who the hell are you? That's supposed to be Juice. That's not supposed to be Lou." You know? And I'm looking at him. I went, I don't know.
Right?
I just got here.
Mm-hmm. And that's sweet Lou Piccone, the original 89, right?
That's right.
Hey, listen, Bill's first game, they beat the Jets. You came from the Jets. How'd you feel about that?
I couldn't lose.
I was going to say, where's your Lions here?
No, I say I can't lose.
No, you can't.
No, but my allegiance naturally is to the Bills. I played up here for, 6 years plus, and with the Jets, and they traded me. Shame on them. it's all part of the game. You never expect it. It's always... no matter what you ask, if you're safe, it doesn't happen that
Mm-mm.
way. It's not your game. It's their game. You happen to play in it.
Yeah.
Today is a little bit different because of the nature of that. The players make a hell of a lot more than the coaches.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. But I came here and I stayed here. See, so that's got to say something.
It does. I mean, I stayed here, too. I was from New York, and I meet so many of the Bills and the Sabres alumni players who have made their homes in Western New York. In fact, I spoke with Jerry Glanville once and sat down and had an interview with Jerry, who was a coach of the Buffalo Bills back in the day. And he said, when I found out I was coming to Buffalo, he says, my wife cried all day. He says, when I found out we were leaving Buffalo, she cried even harder.
Harder, yeah.
And that's how sweet he was. I mean, everybody seems to have that recall of Buffalo.
There's really nobody that's ever come here that spent any time here that got mixed into the communities that I don't think they've ever said a bad word about Buffalo. It's just a well-kept secret.
Yeah, it is. Now, Lou Piccone is our guest today, and one of the reasons why we're speaking is because Lou is going to be our special guest over at the Fall Festival at the Belvedere. It's Saturday, September 28th, okay? And it goes on from about 10 to 3. It's going to be wonderful. We've got treats all day. We've got Seven Gates Brewery. We've got Matt Battistoni Golf. We've got everything going on, including the fact that we're celebrating a new season. So Lou Piccone is going to be our special guest. So if you have those great memories and you want to chat up Lou, that's going to be the time to catch him. The Fall Festival, Saturday, September 28th, sponsored by Senior Radio Buffalo. Now, Lou, speaking of that, you and I, although we both feel like we're still 23, we're not. How are you dealing with that?
Speak for yourself.
Okay.
Okay? I'm still 23. No, I just turned 70. Okay, so with
God
that,
bless.
So with that number, when you turn 70, you wake up in the morning and say, it's going to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Something's going to hurt. And it didn't. So I'm very, very fortunate to have been able to play a professional sport for so long. And at this stage of my life, I feel pretty good.
That's great.
I'm doing all right.
You and Joe D.
Yes.
He's amazing, too.
I've had my surgery. Well, Joe's always stayed in shape.
Yeah.
He has never, it's Joe D. Bands.
Joe D. Bands,
the Joe
right.
D. Bands.
Those are the stretchy bands he uses,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, and he's a phenomenal guy. He's a super human being. His whole family, they're just great people. To be even to be in the same breath with Joe D. and you say Lou Piccone, Joe D. That's an honor because the guy is a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
He is a stalwart. He's a stalwart, man. You could always depend on Joe. And you could always depend on me, too, to do whatever
yes.
it was. Because
mm-hmm.
I never knew exactly what I was going to be doing. But whatever it was, you could be sure that I was going to do it 100%.
And not only that, Lou, but the reason why, it takes a certain person to become beloved in any community. That's a person who goes out of their way to continually do good things. And when people start calling you by your first name, it's Lou from the Buffalo Bills Alumni Foundation, that means you're beloved, and you are beloved. So, well, yeah, he may technically be in the Hall of Fame, but I think you're in the Hall of Fame of our hearts. There's a lot of Bills who come and go, but the ones who stay and continue to fight the good fight for people who need it, You guys are beloved.
I'm really so proud of our guys, okay? You know, our alumni, every one of them that participates, has participated over the years, you know, the Booker Regisons, the Eddie Rakowskis, yep. You know, the Mark Bramers, the Jerry Butlers
Jeff
of the world.
Nixon.
You know,
mm-hmm.
all those guys that have been here, whether they left or not, when they were here, they participated with us. We did good things for good people, okay, and had a good time doing it. So did they. You know, so that was the I think the primary thing. And as far as what we did, you know, you can open up that envelope every day and find a different and find a different avenue mm-hmm. that we were taking into the community. And we had effect. We could affect the community, and the community affected us.
Oh yeah,
it's a mutual love mm-hmm. affair that we've existed as long as we have is a tribute to Buffalo and a tribute to all of our alumni members.
So Buffalo will be your home now. You and Joanne.
Yeah, that's my home forever.
Right, this
you
is,
know.
Yeah, we're not.
Now, I might want to get out of the
snow.
You know, when that arthritis mm-hmm. starts to kick up and all that stuff, but you got to find ways to defeat the arthritis, right?
Yeah.
Or defeat whatever it is that's trying to take you down. I'm not done yet.
No, you guys still have a lot of lessons to teach us, too.
Yeah.
And I love that for our generation who's listening and our younger generation. And we invite everybody to bring the younger generation. Come on out to the Fall Festival because it's for everybody over at the wonderful Belvedere. You're familiar with the Belvedere. You walk through it, right?
I am. Yeah. At one point in time, my wife and I were looking at Joanne
yeah.
and I were looking at downsizing, and so we were looking and trying to find that, you know, that formula that fit us at this age, and we almost were mm-hmm. you know, we almost took a spot, you know, there, but we found something else, and that's the way we went. But it's a fantastic,
oh yeah,
you know, it's almost like, you know, remember back in the 70s, mm-hmm. they had the communes. In
yes,
the 60s, they
exactly.
had the communes.
Yeah.
But it's almost like a
I
communal.
I call it kind of like college for seniors.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's got a dorm room and it's great.
Yeah.
Listen, we're talking chair massage, the pub, the billiards room, 375 Harris Hill Road near Worley. That's where the Belvedere is. That's where Lou's going to be. And I'll be there too, Saturday, September 28th with Senior Radio Buffalo.
Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
At Independent Health, we're here to make Medicare easier, no matter what retirement looks like for you. Our experienced red shirts will meet with you one-on-one at our conveniently located Medicare information centers. Here, we'll help you understand all of your options and make sure you're in the plan that's right for you, so you can enjoy retirement your way. That's the red shirt treatment. Visit independenthealth.com/Medicare.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, they talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living opportunities, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you would like to join Linda Pellegrino on the show, contact them on their website at seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. Tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11, and now the Sunday morning edition on News Radio 930 WBEN.
How would you like to lose 20 to 45 pounds in as little as 6 to 8 weeks? Are you tired of all the expensive fad diets? Drinking shakes, eating unhealthy processed food, producing little to no real results? Then you must try Slender Life Metabolic Weight Loss. Slender Life is new to Buffalo and the affordable answer to losing weight and keeping it off. Don't procrastinate. Call now, 913-1569. That's 913-1569. Or message us at buffaloslenderlife.com.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and Senior Radio Buffalo has been on the air and part of the community for 4 years now. Senior Radio has a mission to bring information and education to our baby boomer and active senior community. The show has been so successful in its mission to educate that we are now adding a Senior Radio Sunday morning edition. So thank you to all our guests and listeners, and be sure to tune into our new Senior Radio Sunday morning edition at 6:30 a.m. right here on WBEN.
All of me, why not take all of me?
Once again, everybody, good morning and welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo. I am Linda Pellegrino, so happy to be with you with news you can use. A lot of great information comes across these radio airwaves here on WBEN, and today will be no exception. We're so happy that we have Gina Sapirsky, who's back with us from Experimax, the pre-owned pros. Now, folks, if you've had a cell phone, you're not really sure how to use, you've only been using it for one function, somebody gave you a laptop or a tablet and you're still looking at it in the box, fear not. This is what Gina does for a living. She can explain this to you. And if you're looking for an item like that, she can get you one for probably a lot less money. So good morning, Gina. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
And Gina, as soon as this show ends, you're going to be joining us over at the Fall Festival at the Belvedere, which is going to be so much fun. It's on from about 10 to 3, but you'll get there as soon as we get off the air, and you'll be there available to talk to people.
That's right. My sister and I will be there, my happiness pro. That's my sister Megan. So we're going to be there, and we're going to be happy to answer questions or go over what consumer cellular plans we have available, what devices we have available. And a lot of times most people are just like, there's one thing that's holding them up for getting any further in their device.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's that one little question, we can get you over the hump and get you, you know, more active with the device and get more out of your investment, then that means the world to us.
You know, there's so many of us who are really reluctant to ask any relative or friend because you don't want to seem like you really can't figure this out, even though you can't. So ultimately, you end up not using it. And you don't want to do that because that little device has a lot of information in it, can even be a lifesaver if you need to call 911. So come on down and visit with Gina and her great staff and her husband where they have the time. You can sit down. She'll go over all the buttons with you. And by the time you leave, Gina, you're always feeling great that they now know a lot more about that than they came in knowing.
That's right. Yeah, we try to make sure everyone leaves with a smile and more tools in their tool belt to use in their device.
Yeah.
So if there's questions about iCloud, like what is that?
Yeah,
that's the big unicorn,
in,
right? Nobody knows what that is.
Right.
We go through all of that for you. And so if you get a device from us, we make sure that account's all set up and logged in. If you're upgrading, we do all the data transfers for you. We can also do that too if you got your device brand new somewhere else. If you want to bring it in, we'll do data migrations to get everything from your old device onto your new one. And we really, like I said, we love what we do. We really do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our superpower. That's what makes us so different than anybody else out there. So the smile when you walk in the door, no big mall to navigate. And, you know, you can be in and out. And usually, you know, if you have an iMac or something, the guys see you and they'll come running out the door to carry it in for you. It's just a different world in our little teeny store.
Yeah, you really work to make the customer happy instead of making the sale.
Yeah, every customer means everything to us.
And if you do need a phone or you need an item, listen, check out what Gina and her staff have, because if you end up buying something that she has pre-owned, it may be simpler than what you thought you'd have to work on, and you're going to get a great warranty on it.
Right. All of our certified pre-owned Apple products include a one-year like-new warranty, so the same warranty you would get as if you purchased it, you know, right out of the box. So we also have an extended warranty available, which is up to 3 years, and that would cover accidental. So the one-year warranty covers any defects, and then extended warranties are available, and also financing. So we have 12 months, 0% financing. Why dish out the money now if you don't have to?
Right.
It doesn't cost you anything to do it. So, you know, we really just are trying to have every little tool that you need so that when you walk out the door, your device is ringing, you know what you're doing with it, you know, as much as we can in that amount of time. And then our unlimited tech training Tuesdays are there.
Love that.
To continue learning, because the repetition sometimes helps a lot. And each time we have class, even though every first Tuesday is about iPhones, every first Tuesday there's different questions. So we take a different path with a different learning curve each week. And the second Tuesday of every month is about computers. And the third Tuesday of every month is about photos. So I talk a lot about the cameras and each different device is a little different. Organizing your photos, getting them synchronized to that cloud, that mysterious cloud.
Yeah, the mysterious cloud that they talk about.
Yeah, that weirdo cloud. Yeah. So we go through all that stuff, and that third Tuesday about photos is really good for both phone and iPad and computers.
What time does that class start?
So it goes from 7 to 9 p.m. every Tuesday night.
You know, and that's great because I take a lot of tours with people and we travel really around the world. And I'm always talking to people about just use your phone as your camera. It takes incredible pictures. The technology in these phones, wonderful. Right. I mean, you can't hardly even buy a roll of film anymore. So just take it on your camera. That way you can send them right away. You don't have to wait for things to be developed. It's lightweight and you can pop it right in your purse. Even if you're using a very simple phone, but it's got a great camera, that could be worth it in itself.
Right. And there's little shortcuts that I teach about how to get the camera ready and going. And when there's like something like, oh, I need a picture of that right now, there's little shortcuts that not a lot of people know about. And we go over that in class. And, you know, so you can like get your phone out and get it going without using your passcode or your touch ID.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. You know what? Your kids and your grandkids are going to be so impressed because you know how to use this stuff.
I wish my kids thought I was cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if they did.
You're cool to me, Gina.
I think they wish I was a better cook and maybe less computer geeky, but
listen, we want everybody to know that too. If your item is broken, bring it in, and it doesn't have to be Apple. You guys repair everything.
Yes, we repair and service Apple, Android, PC, all of that stuff. So our repair shop can really handle just about any technology. And then on the showroom side, when we're selling certified pre-owned Apple products, we also have access to PCs and other things. We just do that as special order.
Wow.
So typically we just, you know, in inventory, we just have Apple. But that typically happens with business customers where they need something very specific. And but yeah, we can get just about anything for you on special order too.
And may I say, even in-home setup?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
We have Pro Setup that starts at $99. And so we can get in your house, get out your Wi-Fi connected, get everything going, your printer, your this, your that. And if there's any time left in there, the guys will sit and spend it with you, kind of taking you through and teaching you a little bit.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah.
That is fantastic. So you see, there is a company that will work with you. It's the pre-owned pros at Experimax. You don't have to walk away from your equipment now and say, I don't know. People aren't helping me. It's too complicated. No, the people at Pre-Owned Pros Experimax, right at 3229 Southwestern Boulevard behind Taffy's, will take the time with you. You can go to their unlimited tech training Tuesday classes. You can ask them about great financing options available. If you think you need more time, you can make an appointment or you can walk in. And also, if you'd like to sell some of your used equipment, you can help them with that too.
Yeah, that's right. Some people are just looking to upgrade to a bigger screen or maybe go into more storage. And so that device that still is fully functional is still has value. So we can either give you a trade-in towards an upgrade, or if you've already got your upgrade and you're just looking to get rid of your old device, we can make sure it's wiped securely and everything else and give you an offer. If it's just, you know, beyond being resellable, we take in recycling too. And we work with Sun King Recycling, and people drop off their old printers and whatever.
Great.
And
so if I have the phone that looks like the walkie-talkie, that's we may want to just go ahead and recycle that. Listen, everybody, we want to thank Gina Sapirsky. She is playing more of an active role in sponsorship now of Senior Radio Buffalo and will be with us at the Fall Festival Saturday, September 28th from 10 to 3 at the fabulous Belvedere. So come on out, meet Gina, meet Lou Pacone. Come on out and say hi and keep listening to Senior Radio Buffalo. Mm-hmm.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, they talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living opportunities, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you would like to join Linda Pellegrino on the show, contact them on their website at seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. Tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11, and now the Sunday morning edition on News Radio 930 WBEN.
WBEN Newsroom.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Brendan Keeney, and here's what's happening. While State Senator Chris Jacobs is looking to run for Congress in New York's 27th Congressional District, Assemblyman Sean Ryan is officially running for Jacobs' seat. Ryan says the state needs more Democrats in the Senate on this side of Syracuse. After some concerning messages were found online, yesterday's varsity and today's JV football games between Kenmore West and McKinley have been postponed. Kenton Schools and Buffalo Schools say both athletic directors agreed to postpone the games out of an abundance of caution, while law enforcement continues to investigate. The Bills are road favorites tomorrow in East Rutherford as they take on the New York Giants. With a win, the Bills would begin the season 2-0 for the first time since 2014, but head coach Sean McDermott says the defense will need to contain star running back Saquon Barkley in order to be successful. I'm Brendan Keeney, News Radio 930, WBEN and WBEN.com. Follow us on Twitter at News Radio 930.
You know, Senior Radio Buffalo has sponsored some really great events like those larger-than-life New Year's Eve parties, the cruises. Probably most significant are those great trips to Italy with the most congenial tour guide in the world, Linda Pellegrino. But, as I mentioned earlier, the objective, the prime objective of Senior Radio Buffalo is to serve as a resource, providing information about organizations and educational programs available within our community that serve to enhance quality of life for all older adults. Years ago, I was a caregiver to both of my parents, and at that time, I was also a husband and the father of two young children. The pressure and the stress I was experiencing during those years was crushing. Now I think to myself, if only there was a resource at that time like the one now offered by Senior Radio Buffalo. Please be assured that we will continue to provide critical information about caregiving and other important subjects such as preventing falls and improving your physical and emotional health. Now something I'm really excited about. In keeping with our mission, we are now offering yet another service called Call Linda Now, where the host of Senior Radio Buffalo, Linda Pellegrino, will put you in contact with an organization or a program that will assist you with your issues. The telephone number for Call Linda Now is 716-324-5222. Once again, the number for Call Linda Now is 324-5222. This is Richard Durwald, Mr. Fitness, and the object of this broadcast is to make the next years the best years of your life.
Love will never do what you want it to. I can't this crazy love be mine.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and you are joining us now here on Senior Radio Buffalo, an educational radio show devoted to our senior community, but you know what? Good information for everyone. I'm Linda Pellegrino, your host, and I am so thrilled to be joined in the studio by three handsome men. I've got Brian, Brad, and Greg Stamm, and I have interviewed them before, but I get to interview them for a longer period of time here on Senior Radio, and that's great. That means more information for everybody at home. And gentlemen, you have been a mainstay on the show, giving great information. I like to call it news people can use.
And no matter what stage of life people are in, you're there for them. And people love that because you gentlemen become part of the family. And that's very important, that trust factor. How long, gentlemen, have you been all practicing law?
Well, I've been practicing for 48 years, and Brad came with me almost 25 years ago. And yep, Brian's been right. with me just about 20 years. So
wow.
we've really made it into a family law firm.
Yeah, it has been. And that's a lot of experience, guys. And I know each of you kind of take your own specialty, and we'll talk about that too. But, you know, you can't talk about the Stamm Family Law Firm without talking about the basic three, because that basic three is something vital for everybody who's listening to this show today to get in order, correct?
Well, Brad had a great idea. The basic three, which is your will, power of attorney, and healthcare proxy, are documents every adult, no matter your age, should have. Mm-hmm. But the beauty of that, and it's catchy too, people hear the basic three and they realize they should have those documents.
Yes.
What it does, though, is it spins off into what we call estate planning, which is much bigger than just your will, power of attorney, and healthcare proxy. Mm-hmm. There's people who have family-owned businesses. Those have to be dealt with. People who have enough assets that they might need a trust. Then you have people who, as they begin to age, want to move from a revocable trust to an irrevocable trust to try and take advantage mm-hmm. of some benefits that might be available to them if they become infirmed and right. go to a nursing home. So estate planning is such a wide range of things that people may or may not need depending on their own circumstances.
Now, Brad, if somebody feels that they've taken care of this, but all the arrangements they've made are maybe 10 years old, they should maybe come in and take a review because things change.
You know, Linda, that happens a lot in the firm. We get a lot of calls from people who would like us just to take a look at their stuff. You know, that's what they say. Can you take a look mm-hmm. at my documents? And, you know, it was done so long ago, I'm not sure if I need new ones or if it's relevant or, you know, my kids are all right. grown and gone or whatever it may be. Absolutely great advice. I'm so glad you said that, because we will want to sit down and take a look at these documents, because we do want them, you know, as up to date as possible. We want them relevant, and we want it to matter. We want it to be what their wishes are going forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as my father said, estate planning, you are planning your estate.
Right.
You know, and sometimes the estate's a misnomer. You know, people think, oh, I don't have an estate. I'm not rich. I'm not.
Right.
You know, that's not the meaning of the term.
Uh-huh.
It's about what you want to do in terms of leaving your assets or whatever to your children, grandchildren. It's your wishes. It's your plan. And that's why we enjoy creating that plan.
Now, Greg, why is it a huge mistake for people to think, well, I have kids. I just, when I die, it'll all go to them?
Well, it doesn't happen that easily. Certainly, the courts are going to want to give your family what is yours.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't realize that you can do this sometimes outside of the courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
And if you plan properly, you may never have to have an attorney go to probate court, which is truthfully very expensive.
Yes.
I call it the lawyer's court
mm-hmm.
because we make reasonably good fees for doing work that maybe could be handled in a different way. And that's why I tell people, as important as your will is, it's a death document. Estate planning should be a life plan that you can accomplish much of this in your healthy lifetime
mm-hmm.
so that when you do die, assets pass automatically to your loved ones.
Right. The way you want it to. I would imagine that would be something that is important to people, to make sure your assets pass on to who and what they want them to pass on to, instead of having no control over it.
That's right. And my dad's right when he says it's a life plan mm-hmm. while you're alive. You can do so many different things with these documents and in estate planning of where you want certain things to go, personal items. You have multiple children. Some of them are married. Some have grandchildren. Some are single.
Mm-hmm.
And you have different aspects of where you want your everything you've accumulated in your life. And it's not just money.
Right.
It goes beyond money. But it also plans for grandkids' education.
Mm-hmm.
If you have enough where you say, you know what, my kids are old enough and they're working, they have good jobs, they don't need my money, but maybe your grandkids will need
right.
it someday when they're 18 and 19 mm-hmm. going to college. So there's so many aspects to it that it begins with as my brother said, come in with some of what you have now.
Right.
Let's sit down and talk. We sit around in our office. And my dad likes to call it his round table. We sit in a conference room. We just start the conversation and we start talking. People always like to say, well, how much should I bring in the first day and what do I need to sign? We're not signing anything and you're not paying us anything the first day.
Oh, that's important, yes.
The first day is let's talk and figure out what you want and then we move forward together.
Yeah, now, folks, doesn't that sound reasonable? I'm Linda Pellegrino. You are listening to Senior Radio Buffalo. For more information on today's guests, we've got Brian, Brad, and Greg Stamm from the Stamm Law Firm in studio. We just suggest that you log on to SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. And we're really starting at the very beginning of the year, talking about getting your finances, your cares in order, getting things like Medicaid worked out. Because these are important things, and I think when people do finally come to you and sit down and have this conversation and get the ball rolling, they feel so much better about the future. You know now where things are going. I mean, I know other women in my boat, basically, who are about my age, who have never, they've never signed a check in their life. They're really not on top of their finances. They really don't know still how much their husband made. And then we have accidents in life. We have life taking, you know, people away from each other. And it's a complete question mark for these folks and not always a good one.
You know, Linda, you brought up a great point. One, and I think I speak for the three of us. We love the look on clients' faces when they begin to talk about something that is difficult to talk about. I mean, you know, talking about planning for your death or the other things isn't the easiest thing in the world. But when they start talking and they're sharing their thoughts and we help them create a plan, And when it's all said and done, when it's ultimately signed or executed, they feel so much better.
Yes.
It's like you walk out, and I've had clients say to me, and I know my brother and my father have too, it's like a weight was lifted off.
Yeah.
In a weird sort of way, because they walk out, I always say, you're buttoned up. You're ready to go. You know, you don't have to worry about this anymore.
Now, when people come in, do they get the expertise of all three? Because you all have something important to impart to folks.
We all approach it a little differently. I'm 72 years of age.
No.
I tell people.
Folks, let me tell you how good he looks.
Most of my clients are the ones who are in their 70s, 80s, and I have clients well into their 90s who are still living at home. I tell people, if you're in your 50s or 40s, what do you want a 72-year-old lawyer for? You want one of the young people. And not only do we have my sons, but we have young lawyers who, with the same expertise as we have, are able to service their needs. We have a woman lawyer who's brilliant in trusts. Well, I rely on her. She's 36 years old. I hope she doesn't mind me saying that. Then we have a young man who is just started out, and they're teaching him their side of the business, which is negligence. Brian does almost all of our litigation, negligence, falls. And Brad, he takes on a lot of complex things too. First of all, he tries to keep the firm together and keeps all of these people we hire in line. And on top of that, he does some corporate work, some estate work, some estate planning work, and he tries our medical malpractice cases, which are very difficult cases. So we do most things, but not everything. And if we don't do it, we're very quick to tell people, we know who can help you with a divorce, let's say. You don't want to come to someone who doesn't do that every day. And we have people available that work with us who we can send someone to if it's not in our realm of expertise.
See, now that makes me trust you even more, because there are some people in practice who wouldn't say that. They'll say, "Oh, we'll handle it." And you know, in your heart, you know someone else might be better for this, as you are best in the other realms. And that's important for people to know.
Absolutely. As an attorney, you want to be able to tell a client that they should have faith in your ability to do the best job you can for them as their lawyer. And it's inevitable with so many of the different clients we see through estate planning, through negligence cases, through corporate work that we do. When they ask us, it's inevitable. They'll call us, or a friend or a family member of that person will call and say, I need a workers' compensation lawyer. I need a criminal lawyer. I need a divorce lawyer. We will always be ready to say that's not what we do. However, we have a good network of people that we know who will be the best for you for your situation. Let me give them a call for you. And they're so happy to say, really, you'll do that? Absolutely, because we want you to be happy and we want you to get the best representation.
Let me tell you how times have changed since I was a young lawyer. In the old days when I first started practicing, people said, oh, I have my family lawyer. And then we kind of lost that. people started advertising for just one thing. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, they don't realize that once they've handled your personal injury case, you might have a bunch of other things you
Certainly.
Need done. We want to be the family lawyer for a family. Mm-hmm. And that means the things we do well, we'll do for you. The things we don't, we'll find you someone who will work with us so that we truly are your family lawyer.
And, of course, that's what you're getting. You're getting the Stamm family of lawyers. And, you know, these guys are so easy to find. Stammlaw.com in Williamsville, near the airport, so you're not way out in Cucamonga somewhere.
Halfway
you're easy
between,
to find.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Halfway between Charlie the Butcher and Prior Aviation.
Don't you love it?
And Brian, when he's not working, looks out at the airplanes taking off.
We have Brian, Brad, and Greg Stamm in studio today talking to you about getting your affairs in order and feeling good about the future, knowing that it is exactly the way you picture it and the way you're going to put it down on paper. Your will, your power of attorney, healthcare proxy. Keep thinking of things like that. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and I have to tell you, we have an adventure to Tuscany coming up that's set for October 10th through the 18th, 2019. If you are interested in something like that, we advise you to go to our VIP tour club and simply register online. There is absolutely no obligation, and you'll find out more about this fantastic trip coming up, and I can't wait to tell you more about it. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and you're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes. Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
At Independent Health, we're here to make Medicare easier, no matter what retirement looks like for you. Our experienced red shirts will meet with you one-on-one at our conveniently located Medicare information centers. Here, we'll help you understand all of your options and make sure you're in the plan that's right for you so you can enjoy retirement your way. That's the red shirt treatment. Visit independenthealth.com/Medicare.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, they talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living opportunities, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you would like to join Linda Pellegrino on the show, contact them on their website at seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. Tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11, and now the Sunday morning edition on News Radio 930 WBEN.
How would you like to lose 20 to 45 pounds in as little as 6 to 8 weeks? Are you tired of all the expensive fad diets? Drinking shakes, eating unhealthy processed food, producing little to no real results? Then you must try Slender Life Metabolic Weight Loss. Slender Life is new to Buffalo and the affordable answer to losing weight and keeping it off. Don't procrastinate. Call now, 913-1569. That's 913-1569. Or message us at buffaloslenderlife.com.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and Senior Radio Buffalo has been on the air and part of the community for 4 years now. Senior Radio has a mission to bring information and education to our baby boomer and active senior community. The show has been so successful in its mission to educate that we are now adding a Senior Radio Sunday morning edition. So thank you to all our guests and listeners, and be sure to tune into our new Senior Radio Sunday morning edition at 6:30 a.m. right here on WBEN.
Hey, Welcome back, everybody, to Senior Radio Buffalo. Listen, our show, going out to the generation who coined the word hip. I gotta love that. I love that. Our seniors come in all sorts of age ranges with a different interest. And what we're here to do on Senior Radio Buffalo is to give you the best information so you can live your best life. That's what it's all about. And bringing you great information, well, there's nobody better than Suzanne DeFossis-Gilliam, who is here with Touching Hearts at Home, the heart of home care. Good morning, Suzanne. Nice to have you back.
Oh, thank you so much, Linda. It's great to be here.
What you do is you really do walk the walk and talk the talk. You bring people who really care, compassionate caregivers, to the homes of Western New Yorkers.
I sure do. It's actually an honor. I mean, for over 8 years now, you know, I started up just, you know, small, and we've grown so much in the last 8 years and really in the last couple of years quite a bit. And, you know, it's gotten just more and more wonderful. I mean, there are days, I'm not telling everyone everything's perfect, but, you know, when you've helped somebody out, mm-hmm. when they're really against it, maybe they need, you know, they need someone to watch out because they had another family emergency, and we could come in and watch that person for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks mm-hmm. so that they can go in and handle something else. We've come in and we've given them peace of mind so they can go and do what they, or even just taking a vacation.
Yes.
You know, and we tend in this country to take vacationettes, as I like to call them. You grab a 3-day weekend, mm-hmm. you try maybe stretch it to 4-day weekends. And we are the most, I was just watching TV and they said, according to the latest survey, we are the country that works the most hours.
Yes.
That does not make us the most productive company.
No.
Or country.
Yeah,
because
country.
We literally are working so much yeah. that you're not giving it your all when
right.
you're there, because your mind just can only work so long.
You know, it's funny because I was in Europe in the past, and their motto basically is they just work to live. And if you think right. about it, because they take off a lot of meal times for their oh. families, they have a lot of vacation time. We in this country basically live to work.
Yes.
And that's wrong.
Absolutely.
It's wrong. We need to learn from these older countries who have had cultures around for longer periods of time that there's a downside to that.
Right. Oh, there absolutely is. I mean, in this country, we work, mm-hmm. work. And it's been made kind of to make us that way, because everything is now so much more expensive. Whereas in the European countries, you know, literally you take 2 hours for lunch and you spend it with your family.
That's
or
right.
your dinner time
right.
goes to 10 o'clock at night.
Yep.
'Cause people are, we're missing that in this country.
Yes,
the socialization that they have when they're surrounded, the happiness, mm-hmm. their quality of life goes up dramatically just by those few things.
That's
long
right.
lunches, long dinners, spending time with family, and just feeling the support.
Right.
And that's what we try to do here. We're not your biological family, but we are your family. We're here to make sure that you have somebody to talk to. And if you're feeling down, you know, you need to talk about it. You know, everyone says, oh, keep a stiff upper lip.
Mm.
And I always say that that's not really the best thing, because you need to be heard.
Sure.
And you need to have whatever's going on, because that person might have just the right thing to say
yeah.
to you. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, yeah, that's great.
Yep.
And
And you're right, Suzanne. Like I noticed in Europe, too, most of the family stays local, and they actually fight over who's going to take care of grandma.
Yes.
Here in this country, well, sometimes the kids move on, and you
right.
find that your parents either are living alone or you only have one parent, and
right.
you can't be there, but you care. Well, this is exactly where you want Touching Hearts at Home, the heart of home care, because this is what Suzanne represents, people who will come in and be that compassionate person to be with your loved one, to make sure they're okay, make sure they're having their meals, get them to a doctor's appointment, a lot of non-medical stuff, but basically turn into one of their best friends.
Absolutely. And the family, when the family, and this I've said this before, when I went to my mother's house, because we had care in the home, when I went to my mother's house, I got to just be her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I worried about her. Yes, I did her bills. Yes, I did other things. But when the time that I was with my mother, I would never be getting that back. At this point, my mother's passed.
Mm-hmm.
I would have always looked back and said, oh, I did not have every moment. Yeah, I wanted more.
Mm-hmm.
But So that's what it gives to you. So if you have someone doing all of those things, doing the lighthouse keeping, making sure the meals are prepared and making sure that your loved one, then you get to have the fun.
Right.
We have people taking them to their cottages up into Canada. They have cottages. They've got lake houses. They're taking their elderly loved ones with them, and they're having a blast. They're getting to be around family. They're getting to go to the places that they love to go, and they're feeling loved.
Yeah. Because think about if you're always the person who is the caregiver for your mom or your aunt, yeah, there comes a time where you're doing so much for them, you lose that relationship.
Absolutely.
And maybe you're not always so thrilled to be going over because you feel like you've got so much work to do. Here, a wonderful place like Touching Hearts at Home removes that burden from you. So like you say, you can just go and be their daughter, be their guest, enjoy them. They know they're their best self. They know they've had right. help getting dressed and it wasn't you. You had people who will work with these folks and just allow them to enjoy their life right. with their friends and relatives.
Yeah. It's quality
yeah,
of
it's
life.
Quality
it's
of
independence.
Life. Yeah.
You know, we're a very independent nation. It's good and it's bad, mm-hmm. you know. But this way, they come and they get the very best of their children, and the children get the very best of their parents.
Yes.
And that alone
yeah.
is worth
yeah,
its
because,
weight in gold.
You know, the senior might be thinking, oh, I hate that my daughter has to come over to do this all the time. I want her to just come over and relax and let's enjoy our relationship. But when daughter comes over and she knows that meals need to be made and wash needs to be done, that takes away from their right. quality time.
And then they're so exhausted at the end of it that they don't really talk to their loved one. And
right.
then they leave and they've spent no quality time or very little quality
yeah, it
time.
Makes so much sense.
If you come in and you're fresh, you can sit there. You can take them for a walk if it's nice out, especially up here where we have very long winters.
Yes.
If you get the chance at this time of the year, you know, September, October is great to watch the leaves change
mm-hmm.
and before the winter comes in. So wouldn't it be so nice just to take a walk instead of doing their laundry and mopping a floor?
Exactly. Now, Suzanne DeFosses-Gilliam is here representing Touching Hearts at Home, the heart of home care. If you believe their services can help you, by all means, give them a call or log on and learn more. You can call at 898-8566. You can also log on to touchingheartswny.com. And, of course, through Senior Radio Buffalo. Check out our website, and you'll find them there as well. And, Suzanne, we were talking earlier that your people just have a passion for what they do. And people can tell that the people that you send out to people's homes, very, very different. A lot of people will tell you they could not find somebody that they trusted with their mom or dad. I mean, they went through people one after another. That doesn't happen with Touching Hearts at Home. Once they make a connection, they're kind of friends for a long time.
Right, and we try that. As I, you know, I've said in past things, we are at the lowest unemployment. That's very hard because some people move on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do have people that move on and go to get jobs, you know, that pay more and they may need benefits and there's all these things. But we have a core group of people that may be on one end or the other end. Our students are awesome that come mm-hmm. in from UB and Buff State, and they're doing OT or PT. They're becoming nurses at Erie Community College. They're great.
Yeah.
We may have them for less time, but they're such wonderful, and they want to learn everything mm-hmm. about this because that's what they're going into. They're
yeah.
going into a caring field. So we actually have some come back after they start their careers.
That's great.
And they work just a few hours. You know, they come in if we need them. And, to keep their hand into the non-medical side of it.
And that's what it's all about. Suzanne DeFosses-Gilliam from Touching Hearts at Home, the heart of home care. Their number again, 898-8566. 898-8566. I'm Linda Pellegrino. You're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE HD3 Niagara Falls, a radio.com station.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The White House confirming today that the son of Osama bin Laden was killed in a U.S. counterterrorism operation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.